Today with Melissa Pluckelman, the National Farm Center Specialist out from the Outreach Committee. And you guys, we're talking today about something that's very, very close to home for me, which is safety of our kiddos on the farm. Because right now, with the way that school is going in the middle of a pandemic, there's a lot of kiddos that are home, and a lot of those kids are home on a farm. So let's talk a little bit about how to keep them safe.
You know, we talk all the time about the farm kid paradox. Where is that line between reward and risk of raising kids on a farm? We know it's a great place for youth to grow up. I grew up on a farm. It sounds like you grew up on a farm. You know, we learn things like work ethic and the circle of life. We really understand how we get our food and how it makes it from farm to table and the amount of work that goes into that. And so it's a great place for children to grow up. But it is a hazardous place, and we do talk about the risks that go along with raising your children on the farm. We know that about 33 kids are injured on farms every day nationwide, and that number is just far too high. So right now, you're right, we're in a global pandemic. This is not just America, this is the entire world. But it has really created some challenges right here at home for each one of us. Our children are not going to school. Daycares are shut down. After school activities, sports are canceled. And we understand why. It's to keep our children, to keep the adults, to keep grandparents safe. But what does that mean for those parents who are trying to also get done with some farm chores, right? You can't just stop feeding the animals. Or when it's time to plant or harvest the fields, you don't get to just take a couple days off and say, I'll catch up on that later. Right. So it is a major challenge. And while we don't have all of the answers, we do have a couple of resources that can really help farm parents during this time. One thing that we highly recommend is that as a parent, you create a safe play area for your youth. Create an area where they can play and you can be comfortable that they're not getting into any hazards or dangerous situations while you're maybe getting some other tasks done. You know, it only takes a second for them to be underneath a large animal or digging in a chemical out in the shed and you didn't even know until it's too late. So when we talk about these safe play areas, we talk about making an area where there are things for them to do, things to keep their attention and let them still have fun. But we also talk about creating a physical barrier around this safe play area. As adults, we sometimes say, don't go off the grass or don't put your feet on the gravel. Or maybe we say, never go past that tree. And that's good for adults, but when a young child sees grandpa coming with the tractor, or maybe Auntie Jane is coming down with the ATV, those children get so excited and they go running out there. They forget where their boundaries are. And with this big machinery that we have nowadays, there are so many blind spots, and it puts that child in a very risky situation very quickly. So create that safe play area, put up a physical boundary that they can't cross. That way, the adult who's doing the chores is more comfortable knowing that the youth is safe, and the parents just know that their child is going to be safe. It's okay to take youth out to the barn or, you know, out into agriculture when you're not actually doing work and you're supervising that child 100% of the time. One thing we do also recommend, though, is never take children on a tractor. We realize that there's sometimes an extra seat in the tractor, but what that seat is really designed for is for an instructor. If you look at the makeup of a tractor, there's a rollover protection structure that goes right over top of where the main driver's seat is. So if that tractor happened to be in a rollover, that driver with a seatbelt is 99% likely to not be injured at all. However, that buddy seat or that instructor seat is not usually protected by that rollover protection structure. So if you put your child in that seat and something were to happen, it is a huge risk.
I had no idea. That's very, very good information. What do you hear in your industry as the biggest culprits of the kiddos go out and get injured with? What is the number one?
So number one is actually machinery, farm machinery. So we let our children ride on the tractors with us, or we take them in the skid steer, or sometimes we let them drive when maybe they're just not of an appropriate age. And we talk a lot about age-appropriate tasks. So as our youth start to grow up, they want to start to do chores on the farm. They're excited to be out there with mom, dad, grandpa, you know, whoever is working. They want to be out there. They want to be doing some of those chores. And that's okay too. But again, we talk about age-appropriate tasks. So I used to be an agricultural educator, and I taught tractor safety for 6 years.
Wow.
I saw some 12-year-olds who were tall enough, strong enough to push the clutch and the brake at the same time and still be able to look over their shoulders at the implement behind them. I taught some 16-year-olds who were just too short or maybe just didn't have enough strength where they could push the clutch all the way to the bottom and the brake as well. That's maybe not the correct task for them then.
Right.
I worked with students who really understood animals. They knew when an animal was feeling uncomfortable and maybe they needed to get out of the pen or get away from an animal. Whereas some youth just don't read animals as well. So maybe they shouldn't be working with horses out in the pasture, or maybe they shouldn't be milking those cows until they really know and understand how that animal kind of works. And we know all animals are unpredictable, but you can sometimes read some of those signs. So it's not always about the age. Sometimes it's about physical capacity, size, or mental maturity. So just make sure that when you give youth a task, it's a safe one for them.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Telling the Story project, because this is a really interesting way for people to hear other farmers tell their stories about things like this that have happened, like close calls and things like that with their own farms.
Exactly. Farmers love to tell stories, don't they? When you talk about farming culture, you talk about how the farmers go into the cafe and they all get their coffee before they start morning chores and they share a story. And maybe not right now during the pandemic, but retired farmers, you know, they're getting together and just swapping stories. That's just the culture of farmers. And what we realized is that so many farmers are willing to share their stories of maybe, like you said, close calls, incidents, or maybe even fatalities. So we've gotten together with some farmers and we've asked them to share their story. And we all probably have a close call that we can recall ourselves. For example, a personal story is my mom's leg was actually caught in a PTO shaft when she was a teenager. Thankfully, there was no permanent damage. She has a scar, but that was all. But now she shared that story with me and my siblings, and that really taught us about safety. It was kind of learn from my mistakes and don't do the same thing yourself. And that's what this story, that's what this project is all about. And so we have talked to farmers who have close calls or actually fatalities right on the farm, and they share those powerful stories. And then they say, this could have been prevented if we had. And then we share that story as well. So we're hoping to keep other farmers and their families safe by sharing these stories. And all of these stories can be found at www.tellingthestoryproject.org. We also have a space on there where anybody can share their story with us. If you'd like to see yourself or your own story on this page because you think you could help somebody else, share that story with us. And we'll make it into a story that others can read, and you might just save a life yourself.
Well, Melissa, very important topic. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit and share with us today.
Thank you. This has been an honor, and I'm so glad that we're talking about farm safety because it really is an important topic.